one other quick question.
Yes.
I got a used water heater. Well, used for a couple of months and sit in the guy's garage for a couple of years. I need to replace my water heater. What are some of the quick things I could do to test the new water heater to make sure there's no problems with it?
Just test the existing one?
No, the new one that hadn't been used for a couple of years.
Oh, okay. What's the fuel source? Electric or natural gas?
Natural gas, and it's not hooked up to anything yet right now.
Yeah, but it was used. It was drained and disconnected.
Correct.
It's fine. There's nothing wrong with it at all. Yeah, I've used water heaters that were actually in service for years, 10, 15 years. They were perfectly fine, but they were not used. We took them out of service, drained them, and I just hooked them right back up, and they worked fine for another 8 years.
Since the cold and hot water inlets weren't sealed, do I need to run some water in to rinse it out?
It wouldn't be a bad idea. I would actually take a garden hose and just kind of run some water down the cold inlet pipe and then, open up that drain valve at the bottom.
Okay.
And see what happens. But no, the water heater should work fine. The gas valve should be fine. Everything should be fine.
Great.
I mean, the only thing that you may have to do is, and they're very inexpensive, is you may have to put a new thermocouple in. You know what the thermocouple is? It's that little little rod that sticks into the flame of the pilot light, that tells the gas valve to turn on and off.
Okay.
That would be the only thing I could see that you would have to do.
Okay, anode should be okay.
Yeah, it should be fine. But especially since you told me that this thing was only used for a couple of months.
Yeah, and then you upgraded his bathroom, so.
Yeah, so since that anode rod should be perfect.
Okay, great.
All right, well, good luck, man. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much.
Call me anytime, Glenn.
Okay.
All right, have a great day.